This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to clear out the cobwebs from your brain. Excuse me. Clear out the cobwebs from your throat as well to get to the matters at hand here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. Happy to have my colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner focused on what's going on. We have that. What is going on? I ask myself, what in the world is going on here with the situation? I was looking at a map of Ukraine. And those of you who have, there are a lot of people, this happens all the time. There's something like this happen. Remember when the Iraqi thing happened? You ask people on the street, where is Iraq? They don't know where it is. You ask where Afghanistan is? I don't know where it is. Ask them where Vietnam is? I don't know where it is. And that's the same thing as has happened now. Everybody knows, well, it's close to Russia, but they don't really know, okay, so is it north, south, east, west? Where is it? And then they see, when you look at a map and you see how close it is, the close encounters of the worst kind because of its proximity to Europe, and then you look at why the Europeans ought to be a little nervous about this, because Putin is so unpredictable, and people like him who are mentally disturbed come up with all kinds of excuses. The fact that he could convince enough people that there was a problem with Ukraine and it needed to be dealt with militarily. The fact that that has happened shows you the weakness in people's probative minds. I remember you've heard me say many times that the simplistic thinking in Eastern Europe is part of his weapon. You know, the weapons are anybody who wants to kind of get away with this. And so the educational system is in the country. That was what happened in Germany and with Austria. The rest of Europe had decent education. Those countries did not after World War I. And so the minds were easily melted. Remember all the Hitler Youth? There was this whole big thing with youngsters who were teenagers and sometimes younger who became, you know, mesmerized by Hitler. And then they put their uniforms on and they did the Heil Hitler salute. Well, that sort of thing is going on to an extent in Russia as well. And, you know, it's all about education and governments that don't encourage education. And frankly, I think we have that problem here. Our educational system in this country at the moment, in my estimation, for the most part, sucks. It doesn't teach really anything. It doesn't teach you how to think. It teaches you what to think. And more I have these conversations with people who couldn't quite put their finger on what it is their children aren't getting out of school. But when I say your children are learning what to think, not how to think, in other words, instead of figuring out that on your own, that two and two, Miles, my grandson and I have these conversations. Last night, he said, Gramps, what's 222 and 222? And I said, 444. He said, no, 12. And then I thought about it for a minute. And, you know, the numbers 444, add them up, and they amount to 12.
It's Is that his new math?
No, I think it was just him trying to be cute.
Oh.
He loves to tease me about
I don't know what new math even is because I don't have kids. I keep hearing
that. Core math or something? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Yeah. What does that mean?
Parents don't even understand how to do
math. We don't know how to tutor our kids anymore because their way of doing math is
really what is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of not learning that 2 plus 2 is 4 and 4 plus 4 is 8? That's the system. That's the standard. So why are we learning new math? What is the new math, and how does it affect how we do business, how we do our taxes? Isn't that math, the practical side of math, is to help us do our business or help us live or help us be able to figure
out the grocery
store? It's also
a commonly agreed upon language, right? I mean, we all agree.
2 plus 2 is 4? Yeah.
Right. That's almost a language of sorts. It's a set of facts that we agree on.
Good way of putting it. It is. And so we have all of these delusion. It's the system has been so diluted by new thinking that we, you know, and we well, don't
kids,
have a
remember
say.
Remember, we
it.
Said kids don't learn how to write in cursive anymore.
No,
kids
no.
can't even read cursive.
No,
it's
they don't know how to. They don't know how to think about. They don't know what the history of the country is, the history of various movements, the history of people, the history of. We're just it's advocacy stuff. It's like advocacy journalism, and when you start with that, it whitewashes or brainwashes. And this is what happened in Germany. It's what happened in Austria, as I say. And you can go back through the history of mankind when education wasn't anywhere near as good. We think we know education is important. But the system, in my opinion, from what I can see, has failed. Except then I look at my grandson and I see how he's learning and how he's excited about going to school and how he brings things home every day and they work on it, he and his mother and his father. But see, they're in educating. They're both my daughter and my son-in-law are university professors. They've been around academia all their lives. So they wouldn't let teachers get away with this stuff that most parents who are not that close to what's going on, they got their own jobs. They have stuff that needs to be done. The complications of society today, they will tell you, and to a point I think it's legitimate, make it more difficult to follow whatever it is that's going on with your children in school. Whereas, well, I mean, I go back to my, I didn't have anybody who paid attention to what was going on at school unless I brought home a bad report card. And then my father got upset with me, but he didn't know what was going on in school. He wasn't an educated man, and it didn't really make any difference to him, except he didn't want to see me do badly, and his way of dealing with it was to punish me if I didn't get good grades. I don't know that it did much good. So, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to put an equation together here for those of us who really value education, to understand that even though all, you know, I can see all the local people on our school board here in Framingham, they're all well-intentioned, but they all go along with what the superintendent wants. Very little independent thinking, because they say, well, we're not educators. Well, you kind of are. You're all educators in a sense. You all have life experiences. You all can relay what the experiences are and what you know about those experiences, and children need to know, you know, in learning about family and how your families survived certain things. That's an important part. School ought to teach survival as well as, you know, everything else. And, it's become a nightmare. There was a protest yesterday, I was telling the ladies off the air, here in Framingham, one of the middle schools, about 20 youngsters protested something. They were 7th and 8th graders, for God's sakes. And they just had a little, I think they were protesting the use of the library and the woman who's the librarian. It was something, whatever it was.
Something nonviolent and something.
Right. It was just something, And so they called the principal is so clueless, she calls the police. And what the hell are the police going to do?
What are they going to do with a bunch of 7th graders?
Right. Who are just walking around the cafeteria with a sign.
That should have been a very good teachable moment about peaceful protest and, you know, constitutional rights. Like, that should have been.
It's a good lesson for social studies. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right.
That's too bad.
Instead, they call in the police. Good God. And that stuff goes on and on.
Well, it just shows how reliant we that we are on the police. We call the police for everything.
Right,
so
and the police don't have any training in this sort of
thing. Schools are kind of inept to handle their own stuff, you know. There was the school that had the kids who were protesting because they wanted milk in the cafeteria. Remember that?
Yeah.
And
right.
So they used it as a teachable moment. This is an example of a school doing it right. And say they had one of the leaders of the group that was protesting for the milk come and sit down with the school. And then they talked about negotiation and they gave
That's
a little and they got
done.
A little. Yeah. And they came with an agreement that there'd be milk every other week, which seems like a little ridiculous, but everybody came to there was a conclusion.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was something school related, and it seems like you think that it was, Doug, then I don't know why they wouldn't put it into a moment like that.
Ridiculous. So here we have, thank you for the opening. There's a new study out about milk and milk that's wasted and what we can do with food waste in general, but dairy waste. And apparently there's a new company in England that helps individuals and organizations reduce waste. 20% of the food in the Western world, that is America and Europe, is wasted. And apparently a lot of it is dairy. Dairy is second in volume to meat and fish, but they're turning dairy waste into new materials. The dairy waste has become fiber that can be spun and woven to make clothing and other textiles. I thought this was pretty interesting.
How is that? That sounds great, but...
Okay, so you're all going to look this up. Anyway, the company is called Swicofil, Swicofil. And the company makes this yarn, this fiber. It actually is made now in Switzerland. They're selling milk fiber, and unfortunately, it's being sent to China to make other things. But we've got socks, underwear, that sort of thing. Stuff that's close to the skin that you want something smooth and soft next to your skin. That's what this stuff is doing. I thought it was pretty amazing, actually. It feels like cashmere. The milk, you know, when milk gets old, it becomes more of a solid, right? When it gets rancid like yogurt. And then apparently there's a process that stiffens it up a little bit. But this is a great way to, I'm sorry the Chinese are involved, but at any rate, it's a great way to take milk and other food waste to another level. And we've got to do something about the waste. We really do. We've got to do something about all the stuff that's being wasted in our world. So apparently this stuff can be washed at 60 degrees, 60 degrees centigrade, which would be what? About 140, I think, our temperature. And see, there's another thing. We should learn the conversion charts, right? Part of what we ought to learn in school. Who can America's convert Fahrenheit to centigrade and vice versa?
We refuse to call soccer football, and we don't want metric. I mean, that's very American.
Remember when that was tried? You probably weren't around. I remember they tried it for metric in the schools. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't work at all. You're right about that. Anyway, so this new product, did you look it up? Did you see what I'm talking about here?
I'm on the website. Copper metallized fabrics and stuff. It's the website's very confusing, so I'm just listening to you.
Well, there's a part of it that's just it's milk based.
Yeah, I haven't seen that part yet.
Tons and tons of milk waste. So there's people are thinking. I think you see that's the other side of the problem. Not thinking. There's so many people that are smart that have figured things out on their own. I think it's pretty amazing. So to those people, we tip our hat. We'd like to have everybody thinking as well as some of you folks do. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families. Yeah. They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to drill down on what's going on, courtesy of the research done by Jay. Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, social media time, what's on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, the stories about Bob Saget and the final police report, and what happened yet again. We're visiting this for the umpteenth time, Jay, so I see lots of information here. What's the bottom line? What more do we need to know about Saget's death?
Well, there was a redacted report sent to different media outlets with some more information. Of course, the judge...
Sent by whom? Where would this come from? Redacted? Who sent it? Why would we...
Well, it's redacted because the judge had permanently blocked certain materials, like no photos or videos of the crime.
So where did the report come from? Sorry, who investigated it? Who? Why?
Well,
where did it come
from? The autopsy by the chief medical examiner.
So he released this to the news media? This report, is that?
I'm not sure who fully released it. If it was the chief medical examiner or if it was the police department.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why this would get released.
Well, instead of the where, let's focus on this. So they were discussing how more conversation about what actually happened. There was a question of could Bob Saget have hit his head before he made it to his hotel and not notice? And the chief medical examiner had said that the injury was so significant that there's no way Bob could have driven himself from his last show back to the hotel he was staying at with such a head injury, confirming that the injury did happen at the hotel. And one of the previous reports was that he probably fell on the bathroom marble floor. And the chief medical examiner was saying that there's definitely something, a hard surface to cause that much damage, but the fact that the skin was not broken means the hard surface was probably covered by something soft, meaning the carpet. So the entire hotel room, aside from a closet and the bathroom and one other area, everything else was carpeted. So it just kind of
he would have had to fall backwards right? He hit the back of his head, so he would have something
he would
happened.
Have
he
fell trip on something, fall carpet. Backwards, or if there was some kind of medical emergency. But the medical exam, the chief medical examiner, Dr. Stephanie, was saying that this injury was significant enough that he would have noticed feeling dizzy. If anybody were around him, they would have noticed slurred speech. They would have noticed something was wrong.
Mm.
Wow. So I guess I'm not, this is not about what you were telling us, Jay. Don't get the wrong impression. I just don't know how this helps anybody in any way, shape, or form. So the guy's dead, and the continuing focus on this seems almost ghoulish. His family needs to have some rest and some peace and all this stuff.
Well, they want information, too.
Well, but the releasing this to the news media looks to me like an attempt to have attention focused on whoever it was that released it. Maybe I'm wrong, but
no,
I don't...
No, it's in part of transparency, for sure. But the investigation is now closed, so there's not really going to be any new information.
But that's what we heard 2 weeks ago. But was it?
No, it wasn't closed.
I thought it was. I don't know. I feel
and then
bad
this new
for
redacted,
the guy and his family. Go ahead, excuse me.
And the new redacted information, it also includes a lot of interviews from people who were the last to see Bob Saget alive. And just how everything seemed fine. So definitely something happened in the room itself.
Mm. I don't know. I just find there are a lot of, I don't know, maybe this is good because it gets our mind off of a lot of others.
Well, and it teaches you if you hit your head, don't lay down
right.
and go to
don't
sleep.
Don't lay down and go to sleep.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A huge public lesson here. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So once again, the host of the program is wrong. I just, from my own perspective, though, I just want the family to have some peace and let's move on. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and with short staff, let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only the Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The president announced an additional $800 million in security assistances to Ukraine after President Zelensky's virtual meeting with Congress. A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the war in Ukraine rages on, roughly 10,500 Americans were polled in a Pew Research survey earlier this month. 35% of Americans favor U.S. military action in Ukraine, even if it risks nuclear conflict with Russia. Additionally, under half of the Americans approved of the Biden administration's response to the Russian invasion. Addressing Congress on Wednesday, Ukraine President Zelensky is asking President Biden to lead the world through peace.
I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Representative Andrew Klein, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax on Wednesday that Russia has to see the strength of the world or it's just going to continue to roll forward.
You know, Ronald Reagan, back in his era, it was peace through strength. And that's what Russia has to see, and they have to see strength from the world, or Russia's just going to continue to roll forward. And so, you know, there's an old Russian proverb that says, when you probe with a bayonet, if you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you withdraw. So Ukraine has to show Russia its steel, and the world has to show Russia its steel.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's straighten things out, shall we? It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If you only knew how incredible these ladies are, well, I suppose you do because you listen to them every day. It's wonderful to have what my heart's desire is, and that is to be able to do this program every day and bring you connections, thoughts, words, if you will, stories, deeds, that sort of thing, encouraging people to celebrate life, sort of almost affirmative. We are here every day. Life goes on. Things can be better. For example, I've been listening to the ladies discuss daylight savings time and how the bill that the Senate passed doesn't address the real problem with daylight savings time. But what did you expect, ladies? You expected them to get it right? Is that what you expected?
It's so frustrating because I saw that this has just been a really difficult transition this week for me with sleep. And I saw the news last night that, you know, that they had passed this, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I saw that they basically did the opposite of what I wanted. I wanted permanent standard time, which is what all the sleep experts have said is the most natural. It keeps us in tune with the solar system and with the sun. And when you have permanent daylight saving, then you are constantly out of sync with the sun. And, like, why would anyone want to do that? If we're going to make a permanent decision,
no more,
why would we do that?
The dark afternoons in the wintertime are very depleting
of
one's
winter.
Energy.
Winter
depletes your energy.
Right. And tweaking it, look what it does. I mean, the sleep experts have come out saying, like, what the Senate has done here by pushing for permanent daylight saving is just, it's the unhealthiest choice. It messes with your metabolism, your body's ability to make melatonin. We already know how many millions of Americans are addicted to melatonin right now. This is just going to make things even worse.
Melatonin's not a good thing for a good night's rest.
Well, it's fine if your body's producing it naturally, if you're popping melatonin, it's having a lot of health ramifications. So I think they totally missed the mark here. It's just really depressing. And then a lot of people on the Western, so from the East Coast, a lot of people up in New England, especially in Maine, have been complaining that if this goes forward, then the sunrise won't happen on the western edges of each time zone. So if you're going from East Coast to West Coast, the western edges of each time zone are going, you're not going to see sunrise till like 9 a.m. So, and it's fine to have like a, you know, a later sun later throughout the day, but do we really, in the middle of the winter, do we really need it to be broad daylight at 7:30 p.m.? I don't. Like, that's when your body's supposed to start to slow down.
The better, the better.
All right.
Right.
So the three of you all, Jennifer and Victoria, Jay, you all agree on this point of view?
No, Jen, I think you're pro the other way, right?
No. I'm just explaining why it is the other way. So I actually prefer standard time for my own selfish reasons because I have to go to bed so early. So for me, it's, you know, but selfishly, that's my point of view. The rest of the world does not agree with us. The rest of the world wants to be locked in right now. By and large, at least, I think if you look at most of the polls. And so one of the things that is already existing is that there was already a congressional rule that said if you don't honor daylight savings time, if you want to just get rid of the time change, you have to fall back to standard time. And so many of the states that were considering getting rid of the time change, California included, wanted to lock in now, not at standard time. So this congressional rule will actually let them do that. And that's what's been the holdup when we've been wondering why these states have been taking so long to make the change, even with all the support. It's because they want to keep it now rather than standard time. So now Congress is meeting.
I didn't realize, and Doug, you'll remember this. So apparently they tried this once in the 70s. And then they took it away. They tried permanent daylight saving.
Well, they messed it up then. Yeah, no, it was a mess then. I don't have the same point of view as you do.
But they took it away, though, because they said it was kids were going to school in the dark in the morning, and it was dangerous and whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So why are we going back to this?
Where it's right now, it's a little after 7:30 in the morning East Coast time, and it's a cloudy, sort of rainy morning here, but normally the sun would be out. I happen to, because of my agrarian roots and my agrarian focus, I like the late hours when we can work outside on the farm until 9 o'clock. I prefer that. I don't like early darkness.
Healthy, though.
It's fine for me, isn't it?
Well, no, but I'm saying, biologically, it's not healthy. There isn't a single sleep expert on the planet who thinks that that's healthy. Kids don't go to sleep when they see if it's still daylight out. I mean, kids have to go to bed early.
You know what the difference is? Here's what I read into this. The change isn't necessary. The change is what does it, not the reality of one time or another. But the continuing move it ahead, move it back.
Well, that's a contributing factor
ahead,
for sure.
Back.
Yes.
That is the real reason that it seems to be off-putting. And so if you settle in on one or the other, then they sort of sort themselves out. As I listen to you, Grazba, I'm amazed. It doesn't affect me at all. Everybody's affected differently by it. I get that it's upset your sleep routine, and Jay, it seems to have upset yours as well.
My parents are a wreck right now, too. It's just,
I don't get
it.
I don't, you know, it's a, I was, where was I this past Sunday when it changed? Oh, I was sleeping in a hotel in Florida, And I had, it happened that the day before, I hadn't gotten a lot of sleep, so I slept 11 hours, frankly. Most I've slept for a long, long time. I went to bed at 9 o'clock, and I woke up at 8 o'clock. Well, it was actually 9 o'clock, but it was 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? What time? I looked at my watch, and it hadn't been set, but the clock in the room had been reset. And so I said, oh, okay. But I'm over it. I'm done. It doesn't make any difference. Everybody's metabolism is different.
Rare, yeah, then that's rare. You're in rare company, because even Dr. Ken, our cardiologist here, had told you he had people who were not handling it well. This is cardiologists say,
but they don't handle the change well, Victoria. They don't handle the change well. The back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That's what he said. So anyway, but the government has screwed it up again, one way or another. Is daylight savings time going to be permanent?
Yeah, that's what the Senate has approved this, and now it can go to Biden's desk.
But who are they listening to? If they're not listening to the experts, then who the heck are they listening to?
So yeah, this is what's upsetting to me, because I've been following this closely. So in the House, they recently had my local representative is Frank Pallone Jr., and I'm in New Jersey. He is the head of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and so he's been holding these presentations from sleep experts. Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi cited the information that came from the sleep experts just 2 days ago, saying, you know, this is a lot of evidence as to why we need to move forward and eliminate the changing of the clocks. But the problem, though, is what the sleep experts had said is what I'm saying, that if you stay in standard time, which they also call winter time, that is most closely aligned with the sun's progression. And so that's what affects your hormones and your melatonin production. And when it's too light at night, it's harder to fall asleep. And when it's too dark in the morning, people don't wake up properly. There are more car crashes. There are more accidents at work. There are more emergency room visits. I mean, this is all the kind of stuff when it's too dark in the morning and too light at night. It's not healthy. And so I don't understand. It's like they had all this information and then they did the opposite.
Okay. Well, I get...
Here's the other downside. This can't even go into effect until November of 2023.
Yeah. And the reason for that is politics.
Transportation. No. The transportation schedules have already been set, so they would have to change every bus schedule, every train schedule, every plane. So all of that, they say, is already set, so that this will not take effect. We're still going to be changing clocks back in this fall and then again next spring. And then if this moves forward... then I guess in 2023, this will take effect.
Well,
this is what I don't understand. If they reversed it in the 70s because it didn't work, we're doing the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same exact thing. So
people don't learn from their past experiences. You can see that happening everywhere in life. Now look at the war. Look at the situation there. We created the same thing that was created before. And this, in the past century, have been created 3-4 times. Same thing, over and over and over again. We apparently don't learn from previous mistakes. All right, so let's move into the situation with getting a shot. Yesterday, I'm trying to remember who I was with who said they had gotten their fourth shot. I know who it was. It was your father, Jay, who... I was talking to him about he's gotten his second booster shot, and I said, okay, but he had talked to the doctor, and apparently it had been 6 months since he'd had the first COVID booster, so he decided to get another one. And I noticed today that Pfizer is trying to seek authorization for another booster shot for people who are our age, his age, my age, 65
anyone
plus.
Over 65, yeah.
Right, exactly. So this is trying to... combat the immunity or the lack thereof, apparently, that there is out there. And I'm not sure. I guess I'm thinking maybe I should get the shot myself. I need another month before I'm 6 months out from the last shot. I first thought, yeah, let's go get another one. And then I thought to myself, Ken, when we were doing the examination, thought that I'd had COVID and I didn't need another shot. And then we went through all of the stuff. And apparently... when I had my medical day with Ken on Monday, it seems that after a year, you can't really tell whether you've got the stuff or not. That is the antibodies that it's very, it's well, not because conclusive they move, science.
Yeah, because it moves into your B cells and your T cells, and that's, so
that
even if it doesn't, well, if it's your body's memory cells that tells your body to, like, oh, we're being invaded by a virus, ramp up the antibodies. So that's, and that's the point of how these vaccines work. But what's confusing is you can go for an antibody test, which I did 2 months ago, and I had a very strong, you know, maroon line showing that I had very active antibodies. And the doctor said to me, she was like, well, this could either be from your booster still, or 10 weeks ago, which would have been, you know, right before, like in November, October, November, she said, or you may have had a case of COVID, and this is your antibody level still, but there's no way to tell. They don't do a breakdown.
The mask mandate is being repealed by the Senate for public transportation. I got a kick out of the pilot on the plane when I came back on Monday night, who went on the air and basically trashed the mask mandate on the plane, said, more or less, we're sick of this announcement. We're tired of wearing the mask. We all understand that you're all tired of wearing masks, but the government says we have to make this announcement, and the flight attendants are told that they must enforce it, so that's what we're doing, but we don't really like, we think it's time for it to be over, and I think that that's probably what most people think. At this point in time, what the science has proven, if you're really interested in science as it applies here, is that the safest place to be to breathe the air that's available is on an airplane. They did amazing
numerous
work
studies.
To change all of the air filtration systems on the plane. So the air in the plane is actually probably better for you than the land in any of the air.
They waited
other...
for COVID to do that.
I know.
Because I know. Right. Planes before.
They were. Yeah. Everyone got sick every time you flew before COVID. So it's nice that they have better air filters now. Yeah.
So there's that. They're just kind of the cockamamie rules and stuff, and the people that go. I've listened to that announcement. I bet I've listened to it 100 times in planes, and each time I get more annoyed just listening to it. So, yeah, time to pull the plug on that puppy. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
An itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Three past the hour now in the DJV program. My pleasure. It is my honor. It is my duty to present to you one of the world's most fabulous mediums, psychics. I think sometimes people put the two together, a psychic medium. Let's find out whether Mary O'Malley thinks that's appropriate, as she has been identified as the soul scout. I call her the psychic scout. Well, there's all kinds of handles. Bottom line is she's great when it comes to getting yourself sort of fixed on time and place, what's going on with you, what the influences are. You can find her at psychicscout.com or 800-341-9609. You'd sent me a note about your guides and talking about the last couple of years that has not only, we all individually have our stories, but I think collectively there's a story that works for lots of people, Mary, don't you? Do you find, so I guess that's another way of me asking you whether in these times you find a lot of people have similar stories. I was talking on the DJV program the other day about the number of people moving from job to job and what their objections are to where they're working and being at home and all that other stuff. So, but there are a lot of personal issues at the moment. Do you think there are more, or are they just coming to the surface because we have the opportunity to examine them more?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a lot of changes over the last couple of years, and a lot of people changing their mind about a lot of things and what they thought was important and what's really not important and really paring things down. So, you know, get a lot of that. And lately, Spirit's been telling me, over the last couple of years, collectively, we've let a lot of stuff go. Mm-hmm. Some of it was physical, cleaning out our homes. Some of it was mental, emotional. This all created like a compost. for us to now plant.
We call it something different on the farm. We don't call it. But it's the same thing. There's lots of crap around.
It's afforded us, you know, the opportunity to plant new seeds for a new kind of future. And I think that's important. I think, you know, apparently the world needed to step back a couple steps
mm-hmm.
and take a look at where we're going and where we really want to go.
Would that relate to COVID, or is that going to relate to what's going on with the Russians, or are they all tied together? Are we just now, are we throwing out the old? I've heard that several times during the course of my life mm-hmm. from folks like you. We're throwing out, and also astrologers who would say, you know, there's so much good that's right around the corner, but we got to get rid of this trash first. And certainly Putin is trash, and the Chinese connection, the government connection to the COVID, trash. It was trash, and it trashed lots of people's lives, businesses, et cetera, et cetera. So people are just wondering, when is the weight going to be lifted?
We're still got a little bit to go, is the general consensus. I mean, we're going to be feeling the effects of this for another 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. The effects of COVID or the Russians, or both?
The effects of COVID mm-hmm. and maybe even the effects of the Russians. I mean, the whole world pretty much is against Putin at this point.
Yep.
You think he'd get a clue, even his own countrymen are...
Nah,
you know,
he's not. He's clueless.
I get the sense that he's convinced, really convinced himself
mm-hmm.
that Russia needs Ukraine. Now, the truth of the matter is, you know, there's some things he wants from Ukraine that he figures he'd rather own.
Yeah.
But it's all for Mother Russia, and he's a sociopath. He wants what he wants, and that's the bottom line. And there's really no reason for the issue.
There wasn't an issue.
there wasn't an issue.
Mm.
And it's just, you know, it's something he's wanted since day one. And as he ages, you know, and as the world's closing in a little bit, he figures he better do it now. But it's not going to go well. You know, even if he wins this war and gets Ukraine, it's not going to go well for him.
Let's go back to planting the seeds for the mm-hmm. future and what... It is that when people are concerned about the now, because that's really the past you can't do anything about, we're here in the now. But I think the anachronism or whatever, however, the reference to planting seeds is important for people to know that they can have a future if they plant the right seeds. Yeah?
You know, it just starts with a question. What would it be like if, you know, I could do this or I had this? And kind of let spirit guide you on that journey.
There's our special psychic scout, Mary O'Malley. You can reach her at 800-341-9609 for a reading beyond belief, or you can go to psychicscout.com and connect with her there. Mary O'Malley with Doug Steffen here on the DJV program at 59 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.